great. Where are you?
I'm in Brooklyn, Bensonhurst, Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. Well, you're noisy and you sound hollow.
I found this one as well. I only have a quarter wave on top of the other one. You been working on the repeater this morning?
Yeah, we're standing in front of it right now. Hold on for 1 second.
1234. WBTZL test 123.
Yeah, WB2ZSC. What does it sound like to you?
Sound fine over here.
NY2H from WB2ZSE.
NY2H.
Oh, you really sound good. Yeah, Lou, give me a test count. WB2ZSE.
WB2ZSE. NY2H.
Okay, WB2ZSC. Maybe.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
You don't hear me? Really?
No, OGB is on now. Come on.
Stand by, Craig. I'm testing. It's Steve.
WP2ZSE. How's that?
K2KMV from N2MOC. You there, Rich?
W2OSR.
W2OSI, I think it is, from the N2MOC.
Okay, N2MOC, W2OSR. I was kind of whispering when I said it, so I understand why you didn't catch it. Name is Bob.
Okay, very good, Bob. Name here is Mike. I'm over in Freeport. And let me just copy that down. This is W2OSR. I'm really lousy at my memory sucks. Hopefully I got it right.
Okay, you got it, but I'll give it to you phonetically to make sure. Whiskey 2, Oscar, Sierra Romeo, and I'm playing tag with a garbage can here in the street right now.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. Yeah, I got it. So, yeah, you said it was Bob, did you say? I'm sorry. See, I didn't copy it down, so it goes right out.
Okay, it is Bob.
Very good. My name's Robert Michael. I go by Mike, but most of the people in business know me as Bob, so maybe that'll help. Hope you catch that garbage bill.
No, we just had the trash pick up, and the garbage man just throw the cans in the street. And these plastic ones just catch a little wind, and they're all over the place.
Yeah, well, you got the wind up today, so I guess that explains it. Hey, Bob, do you have any insight into the 10-meter repeaters? I'm struggling over here to try to access it, and I'm wondering what I'm doing wrong.
I tell you truthfully, I really don't know much about them. I've never used a 10-meter repeater.
Well, hopefully, now that I've asked you that question, there's so many other guys probably listening. Maybe one of them can chime in. I've got my ICOM 7300, which is a gorgeous radio, and everything seems to be working on it. But I can't key up the 10-meter repeaters. Most frustrating. Anyway, so are you off today, or are you working, or maybe you make a living by chasing plastic garbage pails? You know, I'm retired. I worked for a bank, and I was in computers and finance, and so I'm happily retired. So if you're working, thank you for supporting me through Social Security.
W2OSR. No, I'm retired. I retired back in 2006 after 33 years of working for the same company. The only thing I'd tell you on the 10-meter repeater, just make sure that you've got your split and your PL tone set properly. I don't know if you have a repeater guide. You know, the league, ARRL, republishes those, but usually you can just go on the internet and get the information you need.
N2HUH.
N2HUH, acknowledged, standby. I've already done that with the split and the PL code tone and everything like that. So maybe N2 station, come back. Maybe you've got some information.
Alrighty-o, and let me just say hello, Bob. Happy holidays, happy New Year's. And this is Andy, Andy, N2HUH. Nice to have useful him. Like Bob. And the 10-meter repeaters are, well, you know, propagation isn't good, but they're intermittent, sporadic, and they get turned on and off for some strange reason. I've seen it happen to me. It'll work for a couple of minutes. I've seen other people will use them. They'll work for a couple of minutes, and then they don't work. So I'll assume somebody shuts them off or something happens there. So don't become too frustrated with the 10-meter repeaters. They're for some reason, they're on and off. That's the only way I can put it.
Okay, thank you, Andy. That's a relief to hear that it's not just me that's crazy. I kind of figured that might have been the case. I can't, yeah, none of them seem to be reliable. So, now, Andy, you do radio repairs? I think that you and I have done business before.
No, I'm Handy Andy, but and I do my own radio repairs. But you're talking about Andy the technician, Andy CDL, WA2CDL, who does the tune-up clinic at the Weimark and the in Hamfest. So I believe that's the Andy you're referring to, WA2CDL. He's also very helpful to me, but go ahead.
Okay, very good. Then, yeah, no, that was who I was thinking of. Let me not neglect Bob W2OSR. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, and I'm... Whoops, I let go of the mic button. About to go to the dry cleaner. The one thing I will tell you, I have worked 10-meter FM, and I've actually made contact with Europe when the band conditions are right. Didn't think that was possible, but I found out it was. So I'm going to say 7-3, guys. If you're still there when I come back, I'll be back on W2OSR.
Okay, very good there, Bob. Thanks. All right, Andy, I'm not going to stay on either. Thank you so much for the feedback on that. And I'll find some other thing to play with on the radio.
Oh, okay, very good. Again, 10-meter FM is... actually, when I was just working it, using it last week, I had a QSO, but it was, even to the locals, it was very noisy. For some reason, the output was very noisy, yet it was a strong signal to me, but it just remained noisy. So there's a lot of things going on with them. I've heard them sound better in the past. All right, take it light. Best 7-3 from Handy Andy, N2HUH.
Okay, very good, Handy Andy. November, this is N2MOC, I'll be clear.
That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
82OGB.
NY2H, WB2ZSE. NY2H.
How are we doing out of that end now?
Yeah, you hear me out there?
Yeah, I do. You hear me?
Yes, I do. You're coming through 375, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we had an intermittent. I think I got to buy one or two spare fuses. I have one that we're sort of questionable on.
All right, I'm going to call you, all right?
Okay.
W2NYP. Okay, WB2ZS.
WOSR Mobile.
WB2ZSE, this is W2NYC.
WB2ZSE.
Hello, Steve. KB2KNH.
Oh, hi, Charlie. How are you?
Just relaxing. Have a couple more days off.
Okay.
Things seem to be sounding better.
Yeah, we made a couple of adjustments. Trouble is, we found something we're not sure of, and if the link dies, I gotta find another power supply.
Oh, terrific.
It's probably not at all.
Yeah, but Charlie's audio sounds off.
Well, like I said, maybe you can just put that on the 375, right, Charlie?
But hang on a second, I'm only using the HD. I have an HD monitor.
Montauk Highway. Charlie is always low, no matter what, on an HT. When I talk to him, he is so quiet, I literally have to turn my volume, like, all the way up to max. No, you
Goodbye, Andy. Andy, that would sound better. Yeah, you do. Okay. Now, I wasn't... I wasn't sure. Yeah, we did make an adjustment on the link. So now it sounds... Yeah, it sounds fine now.
Yeah.
You sound good.
KD2KH, I'll be on the side.
Things are well, things are
in your 20s. You're still living at home. I'm not quite sure how this works, other than there can't be a carrier online for me to tap the transmit. And actually, honestly, I'm talking to you through my iPhone.
Okay. Yeah, I played with them a long time ago, so haven't used it in years. Don't really know. There's also an IRLP note here if you have.
Exclusively.
Your regard.
which is the...
Once again, a pleasure to talk to you, and all the very best for a happy and healthy New Year to you and your family. And, yes, absolutely look forward to speaking to someone. Right, thanks. Andy, how'd you make
SJ, KD2OGB Mobile. Hello, Sam. How you doing?
Thank you.
2KMB, WB2CSB.
Thank you.
Jesse.
Oh, okay.